Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight, and I'm talking in my exciting voice like as if I was on a movie. But we do have an exciting show for you tonight. We are going to feature a young lady that I am just wow about named Lena. She's doing a show in California at a club called The Mint. And she's going to be there April 29th in California, Los Angeles. And I'm telling you, if you don't go see that show, you're going to miss the treat of your life. So we're going to be featuring a lot of songs by her tonight. She is a dynamic, beautiful young woman that can sing her tutu off. So again, if you can get some tickets, it's called The Mint, and it's in Los Angeles, and it's on my Facebook board. So make sure that you check her show out, because you're really going to like A Night with Lena. That girl is sultry and good. Again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only. And if you want to reach me by telephone tonight on my show, all you have to do is dial 347-633-9376. And you will be on the show listening in. And if you want to go to the internet, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And you will be on the greatest show in the world, bigger than the Big Top, the Don S. McClure Show. Man, well, I am having a ball tonight. We've got a great subject for you. I want you to make sure you get your pens and pens, your pens and papers. God, what does the future hold from your decisions? And that's what I want you to think about. That's the topic of the show tonight. What does the future hold from our decisions? And I want you to think about that, because that's exciting for you to think about what you do at an earlier age and you make those decisions. They actually are going to affect your future. And even today, as an adult, the decisions that you make, they do affect your future. So we're going to talk about that. We've got a lot to look at, too. We've got a lot going on tonight. We've got some great music for you to back up what we're talking about. We've got a new track in from the Pussycat Dolls. And you know I like saying their name. It's called Stick With You Forever. And I'm going to tell you a little story about how I got in trouble about their name. My mother almost beat the fool out of me, but I'm going to tell you the story. It's really a good one. And again, we're going to be talking about a time that is to be or to come hereafter. Some say that's what the future is. And we're going to be talking a lot about that tonight. We learn this word early in life, and we are told in various ways what and when to apply this fascinating word to our daily life events. So we're really going to be talking about that. I want to send some shouts out to all of my great fans, and especially to my cousin Nancy Thomas in California. She is galvanizing the California community for her cousin. I sent her two books today, My Sister Tiana and the book To Have a Friend, because she's going to start a monthly book club, and she wants to start my book as the book of the month. So you know that's going to be exciting for me to hear how they just go, yay, woo, ah, woo, hee, hee, ah, I love that Don McClure. And we're gonna talk about an outside interview that we do on the streets about my book. So, yes, we're going to enjoy it. But for right now, with no further delay, we're going to get the show started. It is 7:05, and we're going to start our track off with Crazy. And no, I'm not crazy, but it's by Niles Barkley. And we want you to listen to the words in his song, because I think he is crazy when he wrote it. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, it's a great song. Let's get the show started. I'm looking forward to talking to my audience. And yes, we have reached 200,000 listeners and counting. Yay! Woo! Ah! Woo! 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 That's the worst cheer in the world. Let me play this track.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
In my car, I was speeding down the highway, and I mean, I was doing like 85 miles an hour, and he was just singing in my ear, and I said, maybe I'm crazy, and I tried to push it up to 90, and then all the blue lights came up. I said, oh Lord, oh, let me get out of this, and I slowed down, and the police officer asked me when he walked up to the window, sir, do you know you were doing 90? I said, well, maybe I'm crazy. I was playing that song. He said, you're going to be crazy and get a ticket. Oh man, I had to tell you that corny story, but that's for real, man. I was jamming. I was on the road speeding. Baby, I'm great. Okay, all right. All right. Tonight, you're on the Don S. McClure Show. And I got heartburn, man. My chest is killing me. I don't know what I ate earlier, but I had to take a Zantac. And I say, what the hell is a Zantac? But I took one, and it's supposed to work in 30 minutes, and it ain't worked yet. Man, that's pretty bad. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number to listen in on is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial all over the world and get into the show and listen to our great music. And our topic tonight is, what does the future hold from our decisions? As I said earlier, we learn this word early in life, and we are told in various ways what and when to apply this fascinating word to our daily life events. Some say the future is a time that is to be or to come hereafter. The dictionary says, some say you should use this word when you think about something that will exist or happen in a particular time to come. And some say the future is rooted in the past. Well, you know, I had this conversation today about, you know, you're thinking about you're 16, you're 15, you're 18, and you get 9 million tattoos all on your body. And then you turn 30 and you say, I want to run for president. They go like, nah, I don't think so. Or you win the lottery that you've been praying for, and then you go out and you spend up every last dime from the lottery winnings. Well, that's going to tell you that your future is going to be broken poor. So what they're talking about, every day you get a set of decisions to make, and those decisions will affect your future. So if we don't get out and vote, the future is you're going to have somebody you don't want for president. If you don't want to see your young ladies or young guys doing what they're doing, if you expose them early, you make that decision, more than likely the future for them will be bright. So we're talking tonight about what does the future hold, and it's all based on your decisions. Whether you get up and go to work, whether you don't go to work, whether you decide to break up with the girl, don't break up with the girl, break up with the guy, don't break up with the guy, leave your husband, stay with your husband, whatever it is. Whatever it is, if you even like the ice cream girls, if they would have kept and stopped stealing my ice cream, they'd have probably had a better life. But since then, they have been destiny. I put a curse on them. They're going to have to eat ice cream for the rest of their life. I'm just joking. But anyway, it says, do you have future leadership skills, and what will be the outcome for your organization or company based on your ideas? And what decisions will you make to make your company or your authorship or your paintings or whatever it is, what decision will you use to make you have a bright future? So we're going to be talking about that through our show, and I want you to put them thinking caps on and think about that. I'm going to play a track that I love. It's called I Say a Little Prayer for You, but this track has been done by Lena. The young lady I told you is going to be in California April 29th. And yeah, I'm going to fly out there because I'm going to the show. I don't care what happens. I'm just going to dig up some pennies and I'm going to go. But she's singing the track called I Say a Little Prayer for You. And it's a track that I found on one of her albums. And I want you to give a listen to this. I am really thoroughly impressed with Lena. And I'm going to play the track. And if you can, go on YouTube, go to Amazon. And all you got to do is key in Lena, and you'll find her track. The track is called I Say a Little Prayer for You, which was done by Dionne Warwick and then later on by Aretha Franklin. But I actually like this version a lot better.
Decided what dress to wear.
Oh, man, you talking about a jazz track. I like that. Forever and ever. Oh, man, I really do like that, man. I heard that guitar, and I was, like, blown away. And now my it's gone away. I couldn't even think of the story I wanted to tell. I was going to talk about my Zan Jack, my heartburn. Man, I know God say, Don, if you don't stop telling them stories. I said, okay, all right. Did you know? I kid you not. Did you know that Joel, God called me the other day. I kid you not, Don, I'm telling the truth. God called me. He said, Don, why is Joel Osteen and T.D. Jakes and Cripple Dollar and Paula, whatever, and Paula White and Joyce Myers, why is all them calling me about you? He said, I done told them to leave you alone. You just crazy. And I said, who called you? He said, all of them. All the little preachers down there on earth. They've been sending up prayers up here. Oh, God, could you talk to Don? Because he just acts so crazy. And he said, I would tell Don to play crazy on his show. I swear, I'm telling you the truth. God told me that. I know my sister going to get me and my priest. I know he's going to get me for that story, but I'm telling the truth. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on the World Wide Web, and my board is lit up with blue lights. I kid you not. People are tuning in from all across the country, and I'm really glad of that. So let me send my kisses out. Mwah, 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 mwah. And my computer always says, quit slobbing on me. But anyway, we're talking about what does the future hold for you, and I want you to keep that thought. We're going to play a track by Janet Jackson called Forever, and I'm telling you, you know I'm a Janet Jackson fan, but I like this track. So let's get into the music. It is 7:19, and we got some more talk about what does the future hold based on your decisions. And I want you to think about that. I know my decision was not to eat some bad food.
Not too pleased with what you're thinking. I'm just busy living my life. Sources say, but where you getting it? But don't create the truth you like. It might sound strange to you, but what you think it don't mean nothing at all. It doesn't change you, I am. Bless you. Hey.
About a track. Now, if you listen to the words on that, she said it doesn't make sense to be jealous of anybody because it won't do nothing at all. And again, we're talking about what does the future hold from your decisions. You know, when you think about it, you get up in the morning, you decide to have that cup of coffee, or you decide to eat that donut, and what's that going to do for your future? It's going to ruin your health. But again, we're talking about the decisions in your life. They are so very important because what you do at 14, 15, 16, as a parent, what you decide to teach your children will affect their future. So that's why we're talking about that. A lot of times we keep saying, why did this happen? Or, oh, Lord, why did that happen to me? And when you think back and you say to yourself, what decision did I make that caused my future actions to not be the ones I really wanted? It's like stealing ice cream off my ice cream truck. Oh, man. My producers say, Doc, quit talking about them ice cream girls. But anyway, I want you to think about that. Again, I looked up a lot of things, even future trading in the market. In the commodities, speculative purchases or sales of commodities for future receipt or delivery. So that means that they're making decisions that they think will be favorable in the market. And what will happen is it'll either turn out good or it'll turn out bad. But it's a speculation, but it's still based on a decision. If you decide not to go to school, that's a decision that may affect your future. If you decide to put earrings all in your nose, then when you decide to want to run for president or congressman or senator, you got to take all them earrings out your nose, and now you got holes all in your nose. So you got a holy nose. And I don't mean a holy in a good way. So again, all I want you to think about is what does the future hold based on your decisions? We got a track that we're going to play by Bobby Womack called I Can Understand It. And I used to think he was saying I can't understand it, but he's actually saying I can. So he says she's so sweet like a chocolate bar, like candy. That's just the way you are because you're just good. You know, everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? Oh, I can understand it. Yeah. I can get it.
Doing the very best I can. die if I played my guitar for just a few bars. Can you understand that?
Womack, and what he said in that track, he said he wears his hair short, you wear your hair long, and can you understand it? And again, you know, we were talking earlier, and I always have a discussion about my topic with some friends of mine to see what they think. And again, I was telling them that what you teach your children earlier in life, it's better for them to learn to make decisions early in life than to wait till they turn X amount of ages, and all of a sudden they're making a lot of bad decisions. So because those decisions are going to affect their life and their future. So it's like when a guy goes out and has unprotected sex at a young age, he has a baby that he doesn't really want, he doesn't know how to be a father, and now he's stuck with a responsibility all because we didn't prepare him for the decision that he made that was going to affect his future. It's going to be hard to get another job, or it's going to be hard to get a job. It's going to be hard to stay in school. And he doesn't even know if he's going to be with that young lady 10 years from now. So again, we're talking about what does the future hold from your decisions? And I want you to think about that because that's very important. We're going to take a quick commercial break and play my new commercial for my new book, My Sister Tiana, which is being done in English and Spanish. I mean, we are blowing the promotional market out. We got some great new promotions coming up, and the books are starting to really sell. And I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy that book if you don't have it, My Sister Tiana. But let me play this quick commercial for my own book because I love hearing it. And like I said, it's in English and Spanish.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tierra, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism, you will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
I mean, when I got that track back, I was like, man, Don, you are a bad motor scooter. And just think, our promos are going to be in French, in German. I mean, we're conquering the world. It is the world of Don McClure. We're going to conquer and fight and fight and fight. Are you with me, men? Yay, our leader. I've been watching too many of them war movies. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number to listen in on is 347-633-9376. And you can always catch us on the internet if you missed a show. You can just go to my website or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Don S. McClure, and you'll be listening to the show. And you can get any of the episodes, any of them that you want. Remember, I was telling you about the word decision. Well, being a little boy and being bad as ever, I used to like to say bad words and think my mother couldn't catch me. So later on in life, after getting, I don't know how many beatings by my mom. Anyway, thinking about that. So when I first learned to say the pussycat doll's name, which wasn't around doing then, I used to like to go outside. And I thought I was going to be really slick, right? So I was outside writing, and my mother always caught me. And I was writing on the wall, P-U-S-S-Y. And I would say, pussycat. And I thought my mother didn't know what I was saying. And she said, Don Stewart. I said the whole word, pussycat. She said, no, buddy. Get in here. So anyway, I made a decision to try to think I could fool my mom, and I got the fool beat out of me. But later on in life, there's a group called the Pussycat Dolls. So now I can say it without getting in trouble. But boy, that was so funny to me because I thought I was really getting away with saying one word and then adding another. Let me play this track by the Pussycat Dolls called Stick With You Forever. Oh, man. And see, you have to watch your kids because they think they slick. But they can't fool you.
Nobody ever made me
And, you know, I was talking to my producer, J.B. Spirit, and he said, I feel for your mother. I said, what? He said, man, you gave your mother trouble. I said, no, I didn't. Because actually, when my mother told her I really made a decision to go off and become a corporate executive. So, you see, we used to talk about that all the time. And we used to discuss things, which is what is my next question to you about your future. When you're talking to your children and your young adults, even when they have jobs and they ask you about a decision maybe to change a job or anything like that, or what some of the future things may be in their life, they're talking to you to kind of get a feeling about a decision, which they realize maybe early that that decision that they make right then and there is going to affect their future. So if they decide to become a girl dancing on the pole and date all the guys on the football team, then later on in life when she wants to get married to the right guy, he's going to be, you must be joking. You're a pole dancer. And that doesn't mean she's not going to get married. All it just means is that maybe she's going to sit down and talk with her future husband about what she used to do on the pole. So I don't know. But anyway, all we're talking about is, what does your future hold from your decisions? The right path or the road filled with a lot of confusion? You know, when we were young guys, we'd be outside trying to be cool, drinking alcohol, knowing we're too darn young. Then we'd get drunk, and the next day we'd all be sick. So that was some bad decisions that we made. And our future was, man, do I really want to keep going down this road every Friday? I don't think so. So that's what we're talking about, your decisions. I'm going to play this track by my girl called Mindy Hebert. And this girl plays a saxophone like nobody's business. And the name of her track is called Flirt. So sit back and relax. We got a little jazz. We got a little Spanish, a little Latino. We got a little of everything we're going to play tonight. But we're going to be featuring Lena. And she's going to come back with a track called If You Can't Say Nothing Good, Don't Say Nothing At All. She said her grandmother taught her that.
Thank you.
a track that I like. Whenever I play Mindy Hebert, man, I'll be dancing around like doing the Egyptian move. I like that Mindy Hebert. The first time I learned about her, it was with a friend of mine in Memphis, Tennessee. And he used to play a lot of jazz people. And so we were talking one day, and he said, "Don, you ever heard this girl named Mindy Hebert?" I said, "Mindy a bear?" He said, "No, Mindy Hebert." I'd say, "Okay, I thought you were talking about running from a bear, but okay, Mindy Hebert." Oh, that was corny. But anyway, I got into her music, and you could find Mindy on Amazon, CD Baby, wherever the heck you buy your music at. And you need to get that track. That girl can play. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday night. It is the 18th, and next week I will be in another city next Friday. How about that? So you never know where I'm going to be. I just might knock on your door. "Hello, everybody. How you doing? Can I have a biscuit?" Oh, man. Somebody threw a rock at me like, "Get away from my door." You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Our next track is by our featured artist named Lena. And the track is called "If You Can't Say Nothing Good, Don't Say Nothing At All." And she is appearing at the Mint in Los Angeles, California on April 29th.
Baby,
Now, you know, that song reminds me of when I was in school, elementary school, and I was really not feeling good. And the kids were talking about me, and I was feeling really bad. And so I got a bad case of the runs. And I was running home, trying to get home, man, as fast as I could. And when I got a block away from my house, everything just came flushing down. I said, oh, Lordy! And when I got it out, my brothers was talking about me, talking stinky, stinky. My mother said, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. And they say, well, we wish you'd tell him to go in the bathroom and clean up. Oh, man. I don't know why I had to tell you that story. But it was relating to, if you can't say nothing good about a person, don't say nothing at all, because my little feelings was hurt, man. I was running down the street. I was trying to really make it home, man. I wasn't feeling good. And my brothers called me stinky. That hurt my feelings. Anyway, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show. And the message from that song is, if you can't say nothing good about somebody, just don't say nothing at all. We're talking tonight about, what does your future hold from your decisions? You know, every day you hear people complaining about this is not going well, or they're always telling you somebody else is blessed and this and that, instead of looking at, you know what, they could probably have a better life if they just check their decisions, because whatever they thought about doing is going to affect their future. And it doesn't mean the future in eons or 30 years from now. Your future could be tomorrow. If you don't get enough sleep, the future is destined that you're going to be sleepy tomorrow. So that's why we're talking about what decisions that you make, they actually control your future. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only that had to run to the bathroom when I was a little boy, and my brothers called me stinky, and I never forgave them for that. I'm going to play this track by the OJs called I'm Emotionally Yours. That's a pretty good track, because he's saying, oh, girl, you got me so bad, I'm just emotional. I can't even find my way home. You ever been that in love?
Baby, I'm yours.
Yours, baby. Thank you.
Talking about the Don S. McClure Show. Well, at least you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. Oh, man, I need to read the script right. Anyway, listen, the one, I don't know, forget it. Anyway, tonight we're talking about what does the future hold from your decisions. Well, again, I gave you a lot of examples how you can make some bad choices and the future will hold that you almost break your fool neck. One day, one of my brothers, Roland, he got this beautiful new motorbike. I mean, it was a Suzuki. It was fast. It was black. And of course, if anybody had anything in our family, I wanted to try it. So I got on his bike without asking him. I had the clutch in my hand. I was ripping that bike up to like 110. The bike was just zooming. I let the clutch go. And the bike went up in the air and went one way, and I went flying the other way. And I come down, man. The bike was just spinning around all messed up, and I'm laying on the ground like, oh, my God. And my brother was so mad at me. He came outside, and, of course, my mother came out there. Did you kill yourself? I said, no, Ma, but I wanted to ride his bike. So needless to say, I had to spend my whole summer working paying for his bike that I busted up. So what we're talking about, the decision, I had on something that I didn't even know what the heck I was doing. I had to spend my whole future summer, paying for a bike. I used to ride that bike sometime and steal it. I ride through the park where the police be chasing me up and down the street. Man, I stayed in trouble. I just stayed in trouble. And my decisions to turn out to be a good person, I actually did pretty good. I know my brother was probably glad when I went away to live. He said, I'm glad he's gone. Let me play this track by Lena. It's called Hope, Wish, and Pray. And I'm telling you, if you can make it to that show April 29th, you will get a treat. But let's listen to Lena, our featured artist for tonight. And we're talking about, I want you to write down, what does the future hold from your decisions? Hey, did you know I was talking to my producer during the break? I was talking to him, and he said, did you know your siblings gave a party? And I said, my siblings gave a party? He said, they were so darn happy when you left the house. I said, get out of here. He said, that's 17 or 18 years you spent in Memphis. They were jumping for joy every day. Do you know that hurt my feelings? He said, my family was glad when I was gone. I can't believe that. I can't believe that he would say that to me. J.B. Spears. Oh, man, what a bummer. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only, the only child that used to get in trouble all the time. Did you know I cut my leg open one time at my uncle's house trying to run through some barbed wire with my cousins? So we talk about the decisions that you make. Now I got a scar on my leg for the future of my life. Oh, man, and when we came back, my uncle said, Don, why do you do the stuff you do? But actually, I turned out to be a pretty good kid. I went into corporate early, and I just had a ball, man. But I used to do some wild stuff. And matter of fact, my youngest son is just like me. I look at him, and I go like, oh, my God, is this a repeat performance? You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. We're talking about the decisions that you make for your future. Think about it. Every decision that you make will affect your future. Whether you eat something bad and you get heartburn, or whether you don't go out, whether you do go out. So I want you to seriously think about that. We got a track we're going to play by Mariah Carey, and it is called, what the heck is, oh, We Belong Together. I had to look and see what was on the chart. So it's by Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. And you're on the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. It is 8:11, and I am having a ball. Tell you all these stories. And actually, I turned out to be a pretty good kid, even though I drank all the wine at the Catholic Church. And the priest would come in and say, look at that little altar boy. He's drunk over in that corner. And we don't have any wine to serve for communion. Oh, man. I better not tell that story because Easter Sunday's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Mariah was talking about in that song, she had made a decision earlier to dump the guy, and then all of a sudden, she was at home crying on her couch. Oh, I shouldn't have did it. I shouldn't have did it. I love him. I love him so. She said, we belong together. Well, heck, you should have told him that before he went out the door. Oh, man, Don, be nice, be nice. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And that was Mariah Carey, We Belong Together. We're going to play a track by our featured artist, and we hope that you're thinking about your decisions before you make them, because when you make them, they will affect your future. Lena's got a track called Leaving You, and it's dynamic, man. I play this track all the time while I'm in the car. I just love me some Lena, 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 Lena. And I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy the show. So let's get Lena on the track called Leaving You. I guess she's telling her guy, you know, I done had enough of you. I'm leaving you. This is her decision.
The day, the day, now I can
Wow, well, I guess she told him she's leaving him. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we've got a few more tracks to play, and we want you to think about your decisions, what they do for the future.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Wow, and that Don McClure guy, he really can write some books. I'm telling you, man, get that book and you'll enjoy it. Really, though, they are good books. And we have to play that because those are the promotions for my book. We got some more great music for you. We're going to go Latin for a minute. And when we come back, we've got more great music. We're going to play a track by India called Seduce Me. And I'm just telling you what it's saying. Nah, I didn't make that up. It's a pop ballad. And so I guess he's telling the guy to seduce her. I don't know. Oh, can I say that on the radio? My God, I may get a fine.
Thank you.
And that's called Seducing Me. And I do know the words to the song. Listen, I've had a great time. We've got one more PSA to play, and then we're out of here. We got one more track to play. So, again, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I have enjoyed having you here. I didn't get to cry all on my computer. It just didn't happen tonight. And I didn't talk about the ice cream girls. Yay! My therapist said, you're doing better. You're doing better. Listen, I want you to enjoy life. That's all you have. Let me play this quick PSA. And when we come back, we've got one more track to play, and then we're out of here. But I'm telling you, think about those decisions. They will affect your life.
Outdoor grilling is a great way for family and friends to enjoy the many tastes of summer. So when planning your next barbecue, remember to think safety first. Avoid wearing loose-fitting clothing when grilling at home or a campsite. Keep children at a safe distance. Have a fire extinguisher handy. And put out all fires before leaving the grilling area. For more tips on safe grilling, visit the Bureau of Fire Services website at michigan.gov/BFS.
Well, listen, I've enjoyed you. It is 8:28. I'm going to play my girl, Mindy Abear, and not a bear, but Mindy Abear. She's really good. Look her up on Amazon. Hey, I love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. I just kissed my computer till it's blue in the face. And I love my computer. I love you so. You're my darling, my computer. I can need to hold you at night. Oh, man. I need to play that song called Crazy. But anyway, I'm going to play Mindy Abear. Hey, enjoy life. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you next Friday, and I'll be out of town. Man, if I don't get stopped on the road by the police. Have a great weekend, everybody. I enjoyed it. I love you. Good night. Have a great weekend. See you next Friday. Bye-bye.